hold all of those in our hearts today. It's a very rich morning, both in terms of both joys and concerns today. During the announcement time, you heard Laurie speak about the movie that we'll be seeing, a film documentary, after the service today, beginning at noon, called View from a Grain of Sand. This also begins our outreach collection for our next series of Sundays to hold up the story, the plight of Afghan women. And we're very happy to have speaking to this about what the outreach collection will be taken for. Very pleased to welcome here today Rachel Williams. Rachel, good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua, for I too am a Unitarian. And I am here today to help to bring some light to the quagmire that we call Afghanistan. It's very hard to understand what is happening, and it's in the news quite a bit. We know that we have not caught bin Laden, nor have we freed the women. Recently, Afghanistan was rated on the Human Development Index as second to last, just above Somalia. We have actually spent $271 billion and $500 million in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, our schools and local infrastructures are broke. We really don't know what is going on. But if we were typical Afghan women, we would be severely depressed. Our lifespan would be a mere 43 years. We would be anemic, and we would live in fear of violence both at home and on the street. We would have no access to birth control. We would not have a doctor. Our children would be born stunted. And 1/4 of our children would die before they reached age 5 of curable diseases. More than half of our friends would have been killed, maimed, or fled during our 35 years of war. It is a horrendous existence. It sounds hopeless, but from my work with Rotary, I learned a really lovely saying about the starfish. There was a man and his son walking down the beach, and all these starfish had washed ashore and were in the sand drying out. And the boy started picking up the starfish and throwing them back into the water. And his father said, "Son, you can't really make a difference. There's millions of starfish here. You can't really make a difference in all those starfish." And the boy picked up that starfish. He said, "Well, I made a difference for that one. And it matters what we do. If we make our elected officials accountable for what they do, we can change what is happening in Afghanistan. Each one of us is important." From my work with Afghan Women, I have had the privilege of meeting some of the most dynamic people. And today our outreach collection goes to some of those people. I have met these two extremely bright, hardworking girls in high school in Pakistan. They are Afghan refugees. And some friends of mine and I have started an NGO called Helping Women Heal. These two sisters, I have a picture of them here. It's not very big, but I'll have it at the reception as well. These two sisters have worked very hard their whole life. They're at the very top of their school, and they also are administrative assistants running an orphanage in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, and they want to become doctors. So they have always wished there would be a way, and now we are starting to work on the funds for their medical degrees. This will be in Pakistan, so it will only be $5,000 for each girl per year. And they have very good medical schools there. So that is our aim. And these two girls have been educated by an organization that educates activists. So we know that when they graduate, they will go back to Afghanistan and work their hearts out to help Afghan women. So we will be making a difference with this. I want to thank Ellen Barr for bringing me here and organizing this event and for me to speak at this service. It's a real honor to be here. And after the service, we'll be sharing a film with you called View from a Grain of Sand. This film is so important, and it's also so beautiful. It was made by an artist, so the scenes are stunning. And the message is wonderful. And I strongly advise you, if you have time, to please stay after and watch it. Also, I am I'm honored to have my friend Maryam Shansab. She's one of my fellow committee members from the United for Justice with Peace Afghanistan-Pakistan Task Force. and we've been working on issues to educate the American public about Afghanistan. So thank you very much. If I can see you later, great. If not, maybe we will have a copy of the film here. Maybe we can all take turns to look at it, because it's very important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rachel, and with all that Rachel has shared with us, I join with her in asking you, if you are able to do so at all, to please come up to the auditorium around noon. I believe some food is being prepared, so you're not going to be... Is that right, Ellen? We got a little something to eat, so you're not going to be completely starved. And to support the very fine work that Rachel and her organization are doing, we will receive our outreach collection. And as we do, we're pleased also to we're pleased also to welcome to our service today Carolyn Regula, who will be offering us a cello piece. Thank you.